We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Zayin, paragraph Nun Hey. And we did the first little paragraph, and now we're continuing from there. The words, V'alkein hoyu shnei chalomos. Rav Nosson Zal is discussing Paroi's dream, and how it's related to Hanukkah, and how it's related to everything we've been speaking about in this halacha. V'alkein hoyu shnei chalomos, and this is why Paroi had two dreams, Shehem hachalom shel sheva haporos, v'chalom sheni shel sheva shibolim. One dream was regarding the seven cows. The second dream was regarding the seven stalks of grain, l'rames al shnei hachurbonos, a remez to the two bote mikdoshos that were destroyed, shehoyu al yedei hisgabrus habilbulamanal, which we mentioned earlier, that was brought about through a hisgabrus of bilbulim. When there's a pigam in emunas chachomim, and a person eats, and the vapors go up to the brain, and they cloud the brain, they confuse the person. V'alkein hachaloyim hasheni shel sheva hashibolim, shemarames al churban bayesheni, shehu agolos shel achshov, merumaz boi hatikun al yedei hakone, shubchinas hakulmus, shemarumaz b'sheva hashibolim, oilois b'kone echot. And Rav Nosson Zal says, now we could understand why the second dream of Paroi, which dealt with the seven stalks, which relates to the churban of the second Beis Hamikdash, which is the exile that we are in right now today, in that dream, you have the seven stalks coming out of kone echod, coming out of one reed. And we said that the word kone, which means a reed, is also used to refer to a pen. Shehu b'chinas hakulmus, shemarumos b'sheva shibolem oilois b'kone echod, ki ato kvar hitiru raboisenu zal lichtoiv tori shebal pekanal. Because we know that nowadays, in this kolos, the rabbis had given permission to write down the Torah Shebal Peh, which initially, in the beginning, that was not the case. Ki ato kol hatikun al yedei ribui hasforim agdoshim. Because in this kolos that we are in, the main tikun is the more sforim being generated and being learned. Bechinas asois sforim harbe ein kates. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes in that Torah in Likutei Moran, make many sforim infinite. V'ze b'chinas v'chimesh es eretz Mitzrayim. And this is why when Yosef HaTzadik was advising Paroi how to deal with the seven-year famine, he said to him, divide up the land of Egypt into districts, he used the word v'chimesh. Rabbeinu Zal says, b'chinas chamisha chumshei Torah. That word v'chimesh is a remez to the five books of the Torah, shebohem klulim kol hasforim agdoshim, which are a composite. That's the source of all the sforim that are being generated. Shekulam heim shleimus Torah shebichsav, where all of these sforim bring a shleimus to Torah shebichsav, kemo shekos v'shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas shisha k'nei amenoiro, shemeirim kulam el p'nei amenoiro, shuner ashvi. And this also ties into the discussion we had a little bit earlier also about the menorah in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, which was seven candles, three on the right, which turned towards the left, three on the left, which turned towards the right, all leaning into the center candle, the seventh candle, which is that center candle. Just like when we speak about the 7 days of the week. Bashkocha, this shir is being given on a Wednesday. We know that on Wednesday morning in the Shir Shel Yoim, at the end of the Shir Shel Yoim, we say, Lechu Neranano Lashem, Noriya Letzur Yishenu. We recite the first three psukim of the Friday night davening for Ashkenazic Jews, who daven Nusach Ashkenazic Jews, period. They begin the Friday night davening with Lechu Neranano. And one of the reasons given for this is to remind us that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are headed towards Shabbos. That's when we're starting to receive the Shabbos that's coming. On Wednesday morning already, we're being alerted Shabbos is coming. 3 days to prepare for Shabbos. And the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday that follow Shabbos, they are still receiving from the warmth, from the Kiddush and everything of the Shabbos that left. just like the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, that the center candle, that was the main one. Shabbos is the center of the week in this respect. Just like when we speak about the seven shepherds of Bnei Yisrael, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov are a set, the three Avos HaKadoshim. Everybody knows that those three go together. Then you have Moshe Rabbeinu. He's number four. He's on short stay. He's the Lahavdil in baseball. The fourth guy to get up is the one who hits the grand slam and cleans up all the bases. Moshe Rabbeinu is number four. And then you have Aharon, Yosef, and David are the three on the other side. Moshe Rabbeinu is the center, the focus. Ki shisha knei hamenoiro, shloisha knei menoiro mitzida, echad shloisha knei menoiro mitzida, sheini, hei machinas shisha sidrei mishnah. Because the six candles of the menorah, the three on each side, correspond to the six sections of Mishnah, which is the foundation of Torah Shebal Peh. Shemavarim bein HaKosher v'Apostle and Tomei Tohar, Osur Mutar. That's where we're sorting out the right from wrong, the good from the bad, in a sense. Just like you have the three basic machloikeses in Mishnayis that we just mentioned. Kosher Apostle, Tomei Tohar, Osur Mutar. V'chulam meirim el mul pnei ha-menorah, shuner ha-shvi, shubchina Shabbos. And those six candles are all leaning towards that center one, which is the Shabbos. Ki ikar ha-tikun al yidei Shabbos, because the main tikun of everything is through Shabbos. She'oz ikar gmar tikun birur ha-halochis. That's when we're zoche to the highest level of tikun, of sorting out the halacha, being able to come to the proper final conclusions. Shehem b'chinas birur v'tikun ho'eitzakanal. And as we learned earlier, the birur ha-halacha, being zoicha to come to the proper conclusions in the limud of Torah Shebal Peh in terms of halacha, is similar to the concept of being zoicha to draw the final eitza from every single section of Torah that a person studies. The eitza is a final product which guides a person where to go, what to do. And that's the term halacha, miloshen, which way to go. Just like the Sefer Tehillim begins, Ashrei ho'ish asher lo yicholach ba'atzas rishulim. You know, fortunate is the person who doesn't go be'atzas rishulim, doesn't follow the atzas rishulim, the advice, the wrong kind of advice, but rather he is ho'ilech ba'atzas tzadikim. He moves, every move he makes is guided by the eitz of the Torah HaKadoshim. V'zeh b'chinas ha-kaftoirim v'ha-prochim v'ha-gviyim mishukodim shoy b'menorah. And this is also the concept of all the beautiful details that were on the rungs of the menorah, the buttons and the flowers and the cups, all the different things. Kol zeh b'chinas ha-chidushim nefloim shel sforim HaKadoshim. They correspond to the beautiful, interesting revelations that the tzaddikim are zeicha to reveal from the Torah HaKadosha, shehem bekama vekama ponim shoinim bedrochim nifloim, of which there are many different variations. It's not all one type. There are different types of chidushim. There's gematrias, there's ramozim, there's kabbalistic things, there's more philosophical, all different types of limudim. Bechinas kaftor v'ferach v'chulu. Just like on the menorah, it had different decorations. It wasn't all uniform. It wasn't all one way. Kamotzi loshen zeh al hachidushim hanefloim. And Rav Nosson says, we know this term kaftor v'ferach is used in the Medrash, Medrash Rabbah, chapter 98, to refer to the beautiful revelations in Torah. They're referred to by this term kaftor v'ferach. Interesting, Bashkocha, there happens to be a store on this block where we have our office, where we have our shurim, which is called Kaftor V'Ferach, and it's a store where they design beautiful things, embroidery, things like that, on Judaica, Talei Smogan, and that's the name it's given. Ki tzrichim kamo chidushe toiro bekamo gavnin nifloim, shem b'chinas kaftoirim ufrochim ugviyim shukodim shabamnoira toiro. Because we need various different types of chidushe toiro, which are this concept, correspond to these different decorations that were on the menorah. Kedei levarer ulesakein hoetzo, so that each and every single person will be able to draw from the Torah the advice that he needs, the derech that he needs, according to where he's at, according to the generation he's living in, etc., etc. That's why you need this diverse selection. Sometimes a person's in the mood for a story. Sometimes they want something deeper. Sometimes they want all the different variations of the beautiful things that are drawn from the Torah. Can move on. L'chol ha'meisim liboy al drochov. As is obvious to anybody who analyzes his life, lachshoiv eitzel b'chol yoim al tachlisoy anitzchi, and who's trying to think every single day to figure out how he can succeed in this world on an eternal level. Bo'ifin shi'iskarev al yidei zeh, so that he'll be able to come close to Hashem through what he's learning or through what he's doing, v'lo yisrachek yoyser chas v'shom, and not chas v'shom become more distant from Hashem than he already is. V'alkein bichlal hoyu hakaftoirim v'aprochim etc. b'mispar memtes k'minyan yemei hasfira shebohem nitno hatoira kamuva. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal says, if you'll count, if you'll take a look in the Chumash, how it defines how many kaftoirim, how many frochim, how many gevim there were on the seven rungs of the menorah, it adds up to a total of 49. On each rung of the seven rungs, there were seven different decorations, corresponding to the 49 days of Sfiras Omer, which is what led up to Matan Torah. Ki heim meramzim al klolius sifrei chidushi ha-toranal. Because we said again, these decorations in the menorah are symbolic of the variety, the diverse different types of chidushim that are derived from the Torah. V'alkein heim memtes keneged memtes ponim la-toira. And another reason why there's 49 specifically is corresponding to the 49 faces of the Torah, it's called. 49 interpretations of the Torah. Shekol hasforim hagdoishim shel chidushei Torah amitiyim nimshochim me'elu hamemtes ponim. Whereby all the proper sforim, the holy sforim that have true chidushei Torah, all are based on these 49 memtes ponim la Torah. Shehem bechinas hamemtes kaf Torah mufrochim, corresponding to these 49 designs on the menorah. V'zeh, and this is why the Torah tells us about the menorah, miksho te'oseh ha-menorah, that the menorah had to be made from one solid piece of gold. It wasn't any two pieces attached to each other. It was carved out. They took one giant slab of gold and cut out from it and shaped it and formed it into the menorah. Miksho bechinas kushyos umachloikas. The word miksho also is miloshin kushya, questions, which is associated with machloikas. When a person has a question about something, it means they're not one way about it. They're not sure, is it this way or that way? They're unsure about it. Aideze daiko teose hamenorah. It's through questions that the menorah is generated. Zebechinas v'sefer kosav ish rivianal. This ties into what Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, that from the machloikis is generated sforim. From the questions, shailas tshuvos, from the fact that a person is not sure, is it this way or is it that way, that's what's generating thousands of pages of Torah, where rabbis are working to explain what the reasons are for this way, what the reasons are for that way, and how we get to the final conclusion, how we get to the halacha lemaisa, how we get to the eitzah. Shedaiko al yidei horiv v'hamachloikis, sheboim al yidei hakushyos, shemakshin al atzadik emes, through the machloikis that comes by people questioning the tzadik emes, that helps generate many sforim. By the tzaddik and his people doing tshuva for pigam emunas chachamim. And this is why the pasuk says the menorah should be made miksha from one solid piece. Shedaika me hakushyos bechinas rivu machloikis, mize daiko teosa hamenoira, shehu bechinas shleimus hatoira, aidei ribui sforam akdoshim, sheze bechinas vesefer kosav ish rivi kanal. Rav Nozal says again that it's from these questions, from the machloikis, that's what generates the menorah, that's what brings new light to the Torah, that adds to the Torah through all of these beautiful sforim that are being generated. In other words, I believe one of the things Rav Nosson Zal is saying here is that in his own situation, for example, from the machloikis that he saw against Breslov, against Rabbeinu Zal, that's part of what inspired him and motivated him to work harder, to look deeper into Rabbeinu Zal's words, and to be zeicha to generate thousands of pages of chidushim, of clarifying and re-clarifying the whole Torah, you know, Rabbeinu Zal's words, and going through the entire Torah, the entire Tanakh, and Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash, Zohar HaKodesh, and bring it more into focus, clarifying all the words of the Chachamim, and bringing more and more support for the words of the Tzaddik, you know, in the way that he was zeicha to do. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam memtes konem kaftorim ufrochim sheban oira, zebechinas memtes oisius hashvotim. Now, another important connection here. The 49 decorations on the menorah also correspond to the 49 letters in the names of the 12 tribes, who we had learned earlier were the 12 stones that Yaakov Avinu originally set up when he made a matseva, when he came to the site of the Beis HaMikdash, and then when he went to sleep, Hashem made a miracle and all 12 merged into one to be his pillow at the time. Shezebchinas Kedushas Rosh Hashanah Shehischol MeYaakov. This ties into the holiness of the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which began from Yaakov Avinu. This issue about the 12 stones merging into one stone, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it in Torah Samach Aleph, which is the Torah that this halacha is based on. Again, what makes this happen? What makes the 12 different tribes merge into one achdus? The many sforim that are generated, to the point where which merge into the Torah Shebichsav, umashlimim Torah Shebichsav, and they complete the Torah Shebichsav, they complement the Torah Shebichsav. Shaydeze nichlolin kol ha'avne Yaakov be'even echos, which results in all the 12 tribes merging into one. We know, for example, that the word Yisroel, which is one of the nicknames of Yaakov Avinu, his true name, Yisroel, is Roshei Tevos Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisiyos LaTorah, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to the 600,000 Jews. So now, if we're speaking about completing the Torah with all of these sforim, and if we're talking about unifying the Torah by merging together the Torah Shebaal Peh with the Torah Shebichsav, really making one out of it, obviously that corresponds perfectly with taking the 600,000 neshamos of the Jews, which are part of these 12 layers, the 12 shvotim, and merging them together also, bringing them to a close kesh, to a oneness. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likut Imran, Torah Samach Aleph. V'alkein, al yidei shehoyo b'manoira konim v'kaftoirim shem memtes shubchina shleimus ha-Torah, and therefore, because of the fact that the menorah had these 49 beautiful decorations in it, which represent shleimus ha-Torah, that's what helped to bring about the tikkun of Klal Yisrael, the tikkun of the 12 stones of Yaakov Avinu, which represented the 12 shvatim, merging into one. This is one of the main aspects of Rosh Hashanah, Bechinas Anan Bechavivusa Talia, as Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Samach Aleph quotes the words of the Zohar HaKodesh, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal said to his students, my Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who was so great, and he had such unbelievable great students, 24,000 rabbis, tzaddikim, they failed, they weren't successful, those 24,000 died in a plague, Rachman Otzlan. And he said, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal said to his students, Anan, but we are going to succeed. We are succeeding and we're going to succeed in being zeichet to document the Zohar HaKodesh, in making such an incredible impact on Klal Yisrael. Why? Because our success is dependent on our unity, the mutual love and respect that we have for each other. Those words, Anan, b'chavivusa talim ilsa. We, our success is dependent on the ava between us. V'gam zeh b'chinas miksha kipshutoi. And this is also tied into the fact that the menorah couldn't be made from separate parts. It had to be made from one glob of gold. To emphasize, k'ma shapirosh Rashi, shekol ha-menorah im kol ha-konim v'kaftoirin kulam nasu mechaticho echos. The menorah, with all of its decorations and everything, all had to be part of one. Shezeh b'chinas, shekol avnei Yaakov, shem memtes oisis hashvotem, memtes ponim la-toirah. This is tied into the fact that the stones, the 12 stones of Yaakov Avinu, the 49 letters in the names of the shvotim, which correspond to the 49 interpretations of the Torah, shenem shochem ha'idei riboy svarim, which come from the many, many svarim that are being written, shezeh b'chinas ha-menorah, that's the menorah, kula nasa me'eshes echad. It's all made from one glob of gold, from oneness. It all comes from one. This next paragraph is one of the most heart-rendering, most special paragraphs in the Holy Likutei Halachos. Listen to these words. Omar HaMesader, the one who's organizing the Likutei Halachos, which was probably Reb Nachman Tulchinazal, Reb Nosson Zal's closest student, Mitevas gam ad kan, from the word gam, mem tes konim, in the previous paragraph. Now, this paragraph, the gam inyan cholamoid, hamuva bois nun, and also the explanation regarding cholamoid, which is discussed in paragraph nun of this halach that we just learned, kosav moireinu v'rabbeinu bala machabraze, shnei yomim koidim istalkusoy. Rav Nosson Zal wrote these words 2 days before he passed away. Be'es chulshosei hagodol, when he was extremely weak. Afal piken, and despite that, his gaber bekol kechoysov, he summoned up all his strength, v'kosav mashehi sigoz, and he wrote down the chidushei Torah that he was zoche to realize during those days, the last 2 days of his life. Kizois ro'inu ayin ba'ayin, because this is something that we witnessed with our own eyes. Shemoichoi hoyadovuk b'hatoyro ad horego ho'achroina shel istalkusoi. Rav Nosson Zal's mind was totally attached to the Torah until the last second that he passed away. Shenestalek b'yoyim vov, erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayigash, Asora b'teves, shnas tofresh hei l'prat kotan. Where Rav Nosson Zal passed away on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayigash, Asorah B'Teves, the year Tofresh Hei. V'ro'inu be'einenu, we saw with our own eyes, Shekim Maimar Chazal, that Rav Nosson Zal fulfilled the words of the rabbis, Zois HaToyro Odom Ki Yomus Bo'oihel, Shechayiv Odom Lasik BaToyro Ad Yoy Moisoi, that a Jew is supposed to be studying Torah and deeply, deeply connected to the Torah, till he died, till mamish, the second that he leaves the world. Ki oid kemat borego hachroino shel istalkusoi shomanu mimenu chidushei Torah. We saw by Rav Nosson Zal that mamish, till the last moment, he was still revealing new ideas and new revelations in Torah. Ach lo yehoye b'koychoy lichtoy void. But in those last 2 days, mamish didn't have the strength to write anymore. Vafilu ledaber. And even to explain what he was thinking, he couldn't do it anymore. When you read the letter, there's a letter that the Breslovers they wrote to the Breslovers of Chirin. The people from Breslov wrote to the Breslovers in Chirin about the last hours of Rav Nosson Zal, the last days of his life, and describing the final hours. And one of the things it mentions there, oh, here it comes. The Kach Omar, this is what Rav Nosson Zal said mamish minutes before he passed away. Be'eis shenichnesu im haneirois shehichinu az lechvoid Shabbos. When they were bringing in the candles, preparing to light the Shabbos candles. Ukeshero oisam, when Rav Nosson Zal saw the Shabbos candles, nislahiv ma'oid, he became very excited, on fire, spiritually. And because he was so excited, he lifted himself up a little in the bed, and he was sitting up, and he started speaking very, very excitedly, Neiroi shel Shabbos, Neiroi shel Shabbos, the Shabbos candles, the Shabbos candles. V'omar zois behislavus neiro kama v'kama pomim. And Rav Nosson Zal said this excitedly again and again. V'gila lanu oz toira niflo me'inyan ha'neiroi stigdusha. And Rav Nosson Zal revealed an incredible dvar toira on the topic of neirois, candles that are used for mitzvahs. V'cholal kulam beferush. And he brought together the different types of candles, explaining them. Ner Shabbos, v'ner Yontif, v'ner Shel Chanukah. V'achar kach omaroz, and then Rav Nosson Zal said, Yeshli atobozet tilin tilin shel halochos. I have mountains of chidushim to say about this. Ach ein li koyach ledabri yoser, but I have no strength to talk anymore. U'bim'at zman kotzer lerach shoh nistalik. And within a short period of time, maybe an hour later, he actually passed away. Ma noimar, ma nedaber. What can we say? Oilanu al shivreinu. Woe is to us for how broken we are. Nachlo makosenu. How we're sick from the blow, the great blow of Rav Nosson Zal's passing away. Avol zois nechemosenu. However, this is our consolation. Vashreinu, matoiv chalkeinu, manoim groleinu, mayofi rushusenu. How lucky we are, how great is our portion, how great is our inheritance. Shezochinu lirash mimenu toirois v'chidushim koela v'koela. That we were zoche to receive from him such incredible toira, such great chidushim. Ashreinu, how lucky we are. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Hilchas Rosh Chodesh.